The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of events that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who were eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the word have handed them down to us, I too have decided, after investigating everything accurately anew, to write it down in an orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may realize the certainty of the teachings you have received. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up to the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear friends in Jesus Christ, today, the third Sunday of ordinary time, we rejoice in the good news of salvation which Christ brings to us. This good news binds us together as the people of God and enables us to work together for God's kingdom. In our first reading, after the people had worked together to achieve their goal and freedom, Nehemiah gathered them and read the good news to them. After listening and meditating on the word of God, the people echoed, "Amen." In our second reading, through his letter to the Corinthians, Paul encourages us to remain united and work together as one body of Christ. To achieve this goal, everyone must be considered important. St. Paul reminds us that each one of us have the responsibility and duty to share the good news to all. In today's Gospel, Luke narrates his own solid and ordered account of the events about Christ. His audience is Theophilus. This Greek name simply means lover or seeker of God. According to the Bible scholars, it is popularly believed that Theophilus simply refers to all who have love or seek God, or those who seek God and those who love God is named Theophilus. Therefore, this good news is for all of us who sincerely love God. Today, Jesus presents his mission. This is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah 61. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, to proclaim the Lord's year of favor." This prophecy was made when the Israelites lived in slavery and misery in exile. So by using these same words as the basis of his ministry and mission, Christ announced his reign of peace, justice, freedom, and love to all those suffering from all kinds of oppressions and injustice. Jesus came to save us, to free us, and to give the sight, right sight to us. In a border category, we belong in the list of Jesus. For Jesus, for what Jesus came to us, came to the world to proclaim the good news, to proclaim the liberty to the captives, to free us. So in a border category, we all belong to the needy people. Though we have physically blessed with freedom or with sight, we all have the slavery of sin or the spiritual blindness. Very often, we are blinded by our evil habits, addictions, and our selfishness. We need Christ to set us free from our slavery of sin. The good news liberates us from the slavery of sin. Slavery of sin makes us spiritually blind and weak. It cripples our spiritual life and hardens our hearts against God and all that is good. Slavery of sin affects us both spiritually and physically. Only Christ can liberate us from this slavery. We can achieve this liberation by accepting the good news and by seeking reconciliation with Christ and ourselves. Jesus assures us that his love and his mercy and his blessings and his grace are available today, this very day, if we only acknowledge our need for it and seek it out. Once we receive the liberation from this, or the freedom and the right sight, it is our duty to share it, those who are around us, those whom we encounter. So dear friends, let us humbly ask our Lord to free us from wherever we are captured or wherever we need the liberty of freedom. And in the words of Mary, in his Magnificat, we hear, it is only the hungry that Lord can fill the good things. So let us hunger for his mercy, his love and his kindness, so that we'll be able to enjoy his love and mercy, his kindness and his blessings, and we'll be able to share the blessings which we receive from God, from his abundance, to the people who are near to us.